This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Millions of Brits are packing themselves off to the beach this month, but all too few of them are headed for British beaches. The continent, Spain and Italy and Greece mostly, are more popular places for Brits to go. Seaside resorts in the UK have been losing out for decades, and some have declined so much that they're less vacation destinations than convenient places for the unemployed to live. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now on the phenomenon they're calling poverty on sea.
This is Jaywick Sands, a fine sandy beach along the densely populated southeast coastline of England. It should be an area of affluence. It isn't. On the other side of this seawall is a district officially described as the most deprived and troubled in Britain. Theresa Cooper is unlucky enough to live here.
People burning down buildings and breaking into bungalows. It has got a bad name for drugs, alcohol, all that sort of thing.
Is it justified?
Yes, it is.
She lives here on the Brooklands estate in Jaywick because it's cheap, and it's cheap, admits local landlord Barry Shimewell, because the properties are very, very basic.
All they are, really, is a glorified beach hut. The garden sheds. The garden sheds. It's all they are. They are a wooden shed. End of day. That's all they are.
Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside. Oh, I do.
Brooklands estate was a once thriving settlement of seaside holiday chalets, but it's now shunned by holidaymakers. Today, the mostly dilapidated homes are permanently occupied by the poor. And just as Brooklands declined, so has the nearby resort of Clacton-on-Sea.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Clacton Carnival's sandcastle competition. Please come and sign in at the table.
Clacton's annual carnival is in full swing with a sandcastle competition and an egg-throwing contest.
What you need to do is throw the eggs to your partner without breaking it.
Not lavish entertainment, it's true. The somewhat faded resort is past its prime. Susan Wiggins, a lay minister in the town, says Clacton has, over the years, suffered from the vagaries of the English weather and the falling cost of foreign vacations.
With the package holiday, people then decided to go abroad for their holiday with a guaranteed weather. It was actually cheaper to go to Spain for a fortnight than it was to come to Clacton for a week. And Clacton started on its decline.
Clacton's decline continued. Empty hotels and guest houses were converted into cheap apartments. And that, says community worker Sharon Alexander, has drawn even more disadvantaged people into the town.
When people are discharged from institutions such as a mental health institution or a prison or a residential unit in London, they are guided to come to Clacton because of its very cheap accommodation.
Unlike other parts of Britain, where homelessness is the problem, here it's the surfeit of cheap accommodation, sucking in too many unemployed and poor people. What's needed are jobs and investment to break the downward spiral. Work is underway improving the Brooklands estate, and there's even some optimism here. Roy Stevens, a grizzled old resident, says with its beachfront location, Jaywick is certainly worth backing.
Any of you guys out there in America are thinking about investing some good money, just invest it in Jaywick in Essex, because you're going to make yourself rich.
In Jaywick, on the southeastern coast of England, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.